This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In business school, students pore over case studies to learn lessons from the real world. Well, there's a 9-month entrepreneurship program in Philadelphia where the case studies are drawn from the world of hip-hop. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra caught up with students in the program during a field trip to New York.
A group of students are sitting around a swanky office space in Manhattan, working on an assignment to come up with a marketing plan for a product, in this case, a package of temporary metallic tattoos. Keith Stevenson chimes in.
I was thinking something like literally getting babies, like one-year-olds, and like thugging them out with like temporary tattoos, kind of like this.
On her phone, Stevenson pulls up the cover of The Carter 3, an album by the rapper Lil Wayne. It's him as a toddler, wearing a blue pinstripe suit.
But with his current face tattoos.
See, they say I'm rapping like Big J and Tupac, Andre 3000, what is Erica Badu at?
This is the Institute of Hip-Hop Entrepreneurship, a tuition-free program funded by the Knight Foundation that uses lessons from the hip-hop industry to teach 18 to 32-year-olds how to start a business. Today's lesson is guerrilla marketing, using creative ways to sell a product, usually in public places, often on a small budget. It can mean sticking up posters, handing out swag, drawing stencils on walls and sidewalks, marketing tactics now commonplace at companies like Nike, Toyota, and Sony. Megan Denenberg, who co-founded the Institute, says many of these practices were pioneered by hip-hop artists and labels.
The hip-hop industry ended up innovating so many different ways because there were never any rules attached to it to be able to get the word out.
The students at the Institute have been taught by, yes, hip-hop artists, but also finance experts, lawyers, and small business owners. Co-founder Taib Smith, a serial entrepreneur and former music exec, says the point of the program is not to mentor the next generation of MCs. It's to teach these 24 students, all people of color, many without college degrees, how to start a business.
The business community in general is very exclusionary to people of color or people who might not come from a zip code that would allow them the right academic pedigree to get into an accelerator or have access to an incubator.
27-year-old Kenny Earle is working on an app that'll connect artists like photographers to people who want to hire them. On a crowded subway after the group's marketing lesson, he says the program allows him to be himself.
It ain't no dress code or nothing like that. We just get to freely be who we are and show that we have a lot of good ideas, you know, and I think that's very empowering.
Earle says one of the biggest lessons he's learned from hip-hop is grit.
In the field of hip-hop, you got to really believe in what you're doing. You can't let people intimidate you.
He says it's not unlike starting a business. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.